shot.
This is Hal Lockhart. I'm at the Exactmole Interop, and I'm talking to Rich Levinson. Rich, what do you think we've learned from the experience of going through this Interop?
Hi, Hal. Thanks for coming by and asking my opinion. It seems to me that we've learned that Exactmole is not as difficult as it necessarily appears due to the complexity of the spec, and you can modularize the spec into distinct areas, and each one of those areas is well-defined, well-structured, and we've been able, by putting the pieces together, to come up with a very clean and complex application. We've got the request-response protocol, which is a list of attributes. We've got the complex decision-making, which is a bunch of if-else statements. Plus, you've got the policy navigation layer. So that doesn't come across originally looking at the specs, but when you actually try to start implementing things, everything seems to fall into place, and the spec naturally takes you in the right direction. So I could sell success, good solid technology in the spec, and based on the Interop results, where all the companies participated and were able to meet the challenges of the complexity, and we've got 8 companies interacting with each other, and every one of the tests has been successful.
That's great. What's your impression of the demonstration? What kinds of comments are you hearing or impressions?
The visitors that I've seen have been just kind of interested in what it's all about. They've asked technical details about what way would you consider these companies to be interoperating. And so it takes a little explanation for them to understand just what they're looking at. But once they see it, they seem to warm up to it, find it very interesting.
Good. Thanks a lot, Rich.
You're welcome, Hal.
Well, I'm talking to Neil Sedana of Red Hat. Neil, what's your impression of the reaction to the Interop demo?
I think people have been really amazed that there's a standard called XACML that exists. Basically, people have been dealing with access control lists and various proprietary mechanisms to do the complex world of authorization. You know, it's quite complex. I've had people coming in saying they have to interact with partners, different vendors, and with different access control things, you know, and policies and things like that. So it's been a very favorable response from the attendees who have come to our demo, and they've been amazed that a standard exists to solve the access control problems, and at least an interoperability event is happening.
So what's been the experience of you and your team in terms of putting the demo together? Have you learned things about Exactmole or about your own product?
Of course, we solved a few issues, bugs, which would have probably been brought to us by customers, but we're dealing with the various vendors out here at interoperability. We've been able to find issues in our products as well as show issues with our problems with the other vendors. So it's been a very cooperative, collaborative effort at this event. So we learned a lot, and of course, we're going to be present at the future Interop.
Thanks very much. I'm speaking to Howard Ting of Securent. How do you think it's been going? How are people receiving the demonstration?
I think people have been very positive about it. The fact that we can interoperate 7 other vendors shows that the standard is really maturing, and they feel like deploying this stuff is something that they should have a great deal of confidence in. So I think it's helping everyone.
Great. Did you learn anything from preparing for the Interop?
Yeah, you know, I think there are definitely a couple nuances there in the standard that, you know, I think we can take and maybe feedback into the standards process. But overall, I think it's been pretty smooth sailing as far as Interops go. Thanks.
I'm talking to Bob Blakely of the Burton Group. Bob, what's your impression of the Exactmole Interop?
So, Hal, my impression is that it's a disappointingly boring interop because I can't find anything that broke. So I suppose that there is occasion to congratulate the community for the interoperability. And to tell you the truth, I really am happy to see an authorization standard, you know, finally become popular enough to host an interop and be successful. Authorization is, you know, what I've spent probably now about 20 years working on. And it's tough stuff, but it's very, very important stuff, and I'm real happy to see the success of the event here.
What's your perception of the customer reaction, the user reaction to this?
So actually, I didn't make it down to the booth very early this evening, So I haven't spoken to very many customers, but a lot of the customers I recognize who have been interested in authorization technology for 10 years are here and they're paying attention. So I suspect that that means that the customers are taking this seriously and that they're interested in the outcome. I certainly hope so.
Thanks a lot, Bob.
Thanks, Hal. Good to see you.
I'm speaking to Herb Melhorn of CA. Herb, what you guys find out from preparing for the interop?
Well, probably Sammy would be better situated to answer that question, but I think the thing that strikes me most importantly here is the fact that over a span of a very short period of time, we've got 7 to 8 vendors that are able to actually take the standard and demonstrate very effectively the nature of interoperability possibilities that exist within the ExactML standard and the value that can deliver to customers. And I think that's a very powerful statement. Sammy may have more of the hands-on experience with some of the lessons learned, but I think for me, that was the critical element that I've seen, and it's come off very nicely.
So what's your impression of the general reaction of users, attendees at the conference to this interop?
From what I've seen, people have come in asking questions about the standard and the nature of what it can accomplish. But they've all expressed the same situation in their own environment around having to manage multiple different policy administration points of different types to execute things that they want to accomplish within their environment. They well recognize the nature of externalizing authentication and the ability to now to do that with potentially with authorization and at a fine-grained level is something that they see as valuable both on an operational level and a cost management level as well as on a governance level. So the net is everybody that I've chatted with up to this point has been very happy with what they've been able to witness here today.
Okay, great. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Talking to Jeff Sharon of BEA Systems.
The reaction I've seen from customers is actually very, very positive. You know, people always look to these kind of events to validate the technology, you know, in a setting, you know, giving some indication of what it's going to look like in the future for them. So all the reaction has been very, very positive. Actually surprised that a few of the attendees I've talked to are quite a bit further advanced in their thinking around fine-grained authorization and its applicability to their business than I might have thought.
I'm talking to Bryn Mao of Jericho Systems.
Actually, Hal, I think the reaction has been extremely exciting. I think everybody is very interested in seeing this area mature. I think it's exciting to see all of us come together and make this work to basically open up the world to interoperate.
So I'm talking to Craig Foster of IBM. Craig, what do you think you learned from preparing for the ExactML interop?
The devil is in the details, really. The ExactML part of the picture went pretty smoothly. We had no real issues with request and response, and the policy format was pretty good. It was just little things like, you know, making sure we use the right SOAP format. Stop laughing at me.
Thank you.
And using the right SAML versions and making sure everything's there.
Great. What's your impression of visitors coming to see the interop?
Well, I love it. As a developer, I don't get out of the labs too much. So it's good to get out and meet people and see what their actual problems are and what problems we're trying to solve without being told what the problems actually are.
Are there any particular questions that you're hearing?
It's going to be in a product.
Okay. Right. I'm talking to Sampo Kalamaki from Simlabs. What's your impression of the reaction of visitors that you've talked to?
Okay, so I've seen, let's say, two categories. I think most of the visitors are still a little bit fact-finding. So a lot of them, let's say, they know what a PDP and PEP are, but that's about it. So one thing that they find surprising is the fact that the policy decision point doesn't necessarily get any of the attributes from any database. Instead, it gets it all in the request. And that seems to be some news, and it takes some time for people to digest, clearly. So a little mismatch to their expectations in that area.
What do you think you discovered?
Well, first of all, I learned more detailed subtle points of ExactML than I would ever have learned otherwise. So that's certainly good. I also found that this wasn't particularly difficult interop. I mean, I think we had fairly easy sailing, and we were already on the second day in almost 100% full matrix, right? That's better than in many other interops I've seen. Now, of course, we also don't have some of the tricky parts like digital signatures to worry about here. So, but still, overall, I guess the spec is not horribly ambiguous. Or conversely, I would say that the preparation for the interop in form of the document that was done, that kind of laid out the concrete where you do it, and like the policies that you're supposed to do, open-ended, that everybody just goes wild and defines their own policies, and then we somehow try to interrupt, it probably would never have worked.
Okay, great. Thanks very much.